something that is so critical, it's something that's so important for all of our Torah leadership and for all of our Torah study, and most importantly for our practice of Torah and mitzvos, and in order for our communities to continue on. So I think it's relevant not only for Kabbalah Satorah as we started, but it's relevant as well for the times that we are now experiencing. And it's relevant not only for community members, it's relevant for every community leader as well. All of us have gone through the same struggles. Regardless of your position in our community, sometimes it's emotionally challenging, sometimes it's intellectually difficult to accept it, but that's what we do, with pride and with dignity and with honor, because we know that we're trusting those who we trust with every other decision that is important to our community and important to our Torah lives. I don't want to make Rabbi Leibowitz start any later than I am already, so I ask you to all give your attention to Rabbi Leibowitz. I'm going to spotlight him on the screen, and he will begin.
Okay, thank you very much, Rabbi Shachter, Yashar Koach, as always, for another beautiful shiur, and thank you for allowing me to participate in this wonderful program. I'm so amazed that people keep coming back week after week to learn Torah. Be'ezras Hashem, we should continue to do so in better times and easier times as well. So we've been discussing inyanim that relate to Shabbos over the past several weeks, and this week I also want to talk about an inyan that relates to Shabbos, but it's also Shavuos coming up, so I feel like we should talk about something that relates to Shavuos in some way or another. So we're gonna kill two birds with one stone, so to speak. I got a text from someone this past week saying that on Shabbos afternoon he wanted to prepare for Shavuos by looking over Megillas Rus, by reading Megillas Rus a little bit, and he was thinking it would be a good Shabbos afternoon limud, a long, long Shabbos afternoon. You know, time to delve into one of the critical parts of the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and it then occurred to him that he remembered hearing something about not being allowed to learn Ksuvim on Shabbos, that a person is not supposed to learn from the section of Tanakh called Ksuvim over Shabbos, and Megillas Rus is part of the Ksuvim. So he wasn't sure, is that a problem? Do we actually paskin like that? So let's talk about that halacha as far as Shabbos is concerned, and we'll see how it connects specifically to Kriyas HaMegillah and Megillas Rus. The Mishnah in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph raises the question, why is it that we don't read Ksuvim on Shabbos? Meaning the Mishnah takes that for granted, because the Mishnah is talking in the context of when you're allowed to save items from a burning building on Shabbos, even though it involves Hotza'ah, it involves carrying something out into a Chatzer. And the Mishnah says, whether it's the Kisvei HaKodesh that you're allowed to read, or whether it's the Kisvei HaKodesh that you're not allowed to read, Matzilin Mipnei Adleika, you could save it by bringing it out into the Chatzer. So the Mishnah says, well, wait a second, we're not allowed to read? Why are you not allowed to read Ksuvim on Shabbos? And the Mishnah says, Mipnei Bittul Beis HaMedrash, that would cause Bittul Beis HaMedrash. People wouldn't really learn seriously if they were learning Ksuvim. Why? Because apparently on Shabbos, at some point on Shabbos, they would have a big drasha in the Beis HaMedrash for all the people to come, and they would teach all the halachos. And of the two options, of the two learning options, learning the halachos and going to the Beis Medrash where the big shir is going on is the much better of the two options. So we don't want people busying themselves with reading Ksuvim, which is very enticing because it's such fascinating stuff. It's so interesting. It's entertaining. So it's the kind of thing that a person would likely read. So we don't want people doing that. So therefore, they said it's usher to read Ksuvim as a way of encouraging a person in order to get to the Beis Medrash. The Meiri raised the question, well, you know what else is fascinating? Navi. Navi is fascinating. You know what else is? Torah. Torah is fascinating. Why didn't they make it also to learn Torah and Nevi'im as well? So he says, well, usually the Beis HaMedrash, the sugyas that they were learning in the Beis HaMedrash, were based on psukim in the Torah and the Nevi'im. So the Torah and the Nevi'im was a preparation for the Beis HaMedrash, but the ksuvim usually didn't come up so much in the halachic discourses that they had in the Beis HaMedrash, so the ksuvim, they thought they should make a takana not to learn ksuvim on Shabbos. So there you have a Beferish a Mishnah, not to learn Ksuvim on Shabbos. So the Gemara has a Machlokas Tanayim, if that's the real reason that it's Aser. One opinion, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tanakama says, yes, that is why it's Aser. You're not allowed to learn Ksuvim on Shabbos because Bittul Beis HaMedrash, and people will not attend the Shir that they should be attending. But then the Gemara gives another answer. The Gemara says, Rabbi Nechemya's Shita is that the reason you're not allowed to learn Ksuvim on Shabbos is so that people can make a Kal V'chomer for themselves. Kedei Sheyom, people will say, B'Kisvei HaKodesh Ein Korin. If I'm not even allowed to read Kisvei HaKodesh, Shtarei Hedyotos, business materials, the Wall Street Journal, all these other things that I would normally read, Cheshbonos, Igros, all these other things, for sure I'm not allowed to read those things, because we want to discourage people from reading things that are business related or that are not Shabbos appropriate material. We even asur ksuvim, says Rabbi Nechemya, so that people will make the cheshbon in their own mind. If even ksuvim is asur, and that's Talmud Torah, then for sure all of these other things are asur. You know, it's like when we asked our poskim the number one question that one of the top five questions that we're getting with the decisions of when to start Minyanim up again. So one of the top questions people ask is, Costco's open, and Walmart's open, and the liquor store is open, and so all of those things are okay. You can go to all of those places, and you can socialize in the street. You can do all the, just davening. We just can't daven. Davening is the problem. So when we asked Moreno Rav Shechter that question, he said, right, the point is, you should say, if I can't even have a minion, maybe I shouldn't be running out all the time to socialize and to do all these other things. I'd take a walk, of course, and get fresh air, but avoid social situations as much as possible. And this should highlight to a person how important it is to try to maintain safety. Now, obviously, you have to go shopping for basic necessities, but, you know, do whatever you can to arrange for delivery whenever you can, assume if you can afford it and you can manage it. Do whatever you can in order to avoid that. And this is like the example. It's supposed to set the example for us that if even that, we're even willing to sacrifice tefillah b'tzibur, ooh, kal v'chomer, I should sacrifice so many other things for the sake of maintaining my own safety and public safety. So a similar idea that Chazal set up this idea that you're not allowed to learn ksuvim according to Rabbi Nechemya because people are going to make the cheshbon that if I can't even learn ksuvim, then for sure I shouldn't learn these other non-Shabbos-related and non-Kedusha-related materials. So let's talk about this halacha for a moment. First of all, is this halacha, meaning it's a Mishnah? The only machlokas in the Braisa is not whether this halacha is true, but why this halacha is true. And yet, I would bet if we were to take a poll of the people in this Zoom room right now, many of us, including myself a few days ago, I heard of it, but I never heard of anyone observing it. Never heard of anyone actually keeping this halacha. So what happened? Like, how could it be that we have such a halacha? Where did it go? And another issue is, even if we don't have this halacha, even if this halacha doesn't exist anymore, is there any remnant of it that exists? Is there any message from it that still remains, or outgrowth of it that still remains within Minhagei Yisrael? And I think there's a fascinating, there are two areas where we find, I think it's fascinating, that there's a remnant of this halacha that still remains, even if we find that the halacha does not remain. And then the third thing, if we have time to get to it, we'll see, is defining the term Zman Beis HaMedrash, because apparently it's only usher to read Ksuvim during the Zman Beis HaMedrash, because during the Zman Beis HaMedrash, that's when the shir would be going on that we don't want to distract people from. So first things first, does this halacha still apply nowadays? So the Gemara tells us that Rav says that the whole halacha is only during the Zman Beis HaMedrash, but Shalom B'Zman Beis HaMedrash, you're allowed to read Ksuvim. And Shmuel says, Afilu Shalom B'Zman Beis HaMedrash, you're not allowed to read Ksuvim. So the Beis Yosef writes, we paskin like Rav, that it's only usher during the Zman Beis HaMedrash, meaning Hilchsa K'Rav B'Isuri, when you have Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, if it's about Dinei Mamonis, you'll paskin like Shmuel, but if it's about Isser V'Heter, you're paskin like Rav, this Hilcha Shabbos is Isser V'Heter, so we're going to paskin like Rav. And the Beis Yosef explains in the name of Rashi that B'Zman Beis HaMedrash means before they would eat the meal, they would darshan, they would have their drasha, and Shalom B'Zman Beis HaMedrash is after the Shabbos lunch meal. That was no time to learn, because that was a time of shichur. Shachrus. That was a time where there was drunkenness because people had just had their meal. That's one of the reasons that I know that's a controversial position, but I was always opposed to having a mincha minyan like at 2:30, like right after Shabbos lunch, because I just feel like people are, I know that every shul has it, and then I'm like, you know, a dinosaur. I'm the only one that doesn't. But we have our early mincha minyan just like before the Daf Yomi, much later in the day. But the reason that I don't like it is I find people don't come dressed Shabbistic to such a minyan. People very often come still a little tipsy from the wine they drank at the meal to such a minyan. I think shuls should have, I just don't want my shul to have such a minyan. Meaning there's not a sense of right after a suda, it's not really a time to have a drasha because everyone is a little bit, especially if you had a significant amount of wine at the suda. You know, a couple of weeks ago, maybe I shouldn't say this story, but a couple of weeks ago, one of my close friends dropped off or sent us two bottles of wine for Shabbos. It was very, very thoughtful, and we very much appreciate it. They sent us two bottles of wine for Shabbos. So I called him up. I said, how did you know we were in two-bottle territory? So he said, lucky guess. Now, not that we are necessarily in two-bottle territory, but the point is that the people drink wine at the Shabbos Sudos. That's a feature of the Shabbos Sudos, that people drink wine. So right after the Shabbos Sudos, is not really a time that people should be going and having the drasha. So that's not the Shas Beis HaMedrash. The Rambam in Hilchot Shabbos Perich of Gimel Alach Yutes says that you're not allowed to read Shtarei Adiotos on Shabbos. You're not allowed to read secular material on Shabbos. You're not allowed to read captions under pictures on Shabbos. And then he writes, Af Likros Piksuvim B'Shabbos B'Shas Beis HaMedrash Asur Gzerim Yishim Bittul Beis HaMedrash, that you're also not allowed to read Ksuvim during the time of the Beis HaMedrash because of Bittul Beis HaMedrash, because everyone's going to be sitting reading the Ksuvim and no one's going to come to the Beis HaMedrash. So the Rambam does quote this halacha as well. So Rashi just, you know, limits in terms of when it applies, that it only applies during the time that they would have their public shir. The Rambam tells us also it's during this Zman Beis HaMedrash without clearly defining when that is. The Rambam very likely defines it as a much broader period of time than Rashi does, but also quotes it lahalacha. The Bala Ma'or, however, is the first one to tell us that maybe this doesn't apply anymore. The Bala Ma'or writes that since there's no longer a minhag to darshan each and every Shabbos at that time, so there's no reason to withhold from Kisvei HaKodesh, to withhold from learning Ksuvim, or from any sefer that has any sort of Kedusha, Kolayom Kulo, if there's any sefer that has Kedusha, that's much better than the alternative usually. Meaning the whole reason they asked for learning Ksuvim is because it was worse than the alternative. The alternative was a public shir where everyone learns halacha, where it's going to be a more serious limud, and it's going to be a whole group of people, and Ksuvim, you know, on the couch, you're learning something. So it was the worst option. But now it's by far the better option. There's no public shir anymore. So for sure it's the better option. And the Beis Yosef quotes this Bala Ma'or, and therefore the Beis Yosef, he doesn't say in the Beis Yosef that we pass him like the Bala Ma'or, but he just quotes it twice within one paragraph of the Beis Yosef. So you get the impression that he likes this Bala Ma'or, that he passes like the Bala Ma'or. How do I know the Beis Yosef in fact passes like the Bala Ma'or? Because in Shulchan Aruch, in Simchin Zayin, when he goes through all of the things, all of the halachos relating to reading secular material, he does not have this halacha. He leaves out this halacha from the Shulchan Aruch. You know, there's a wonderful sefer that was printed like 100 years ago called Shichachas HaOmer. HaOmer with an Aleph, not with an Ayin. Things that the Shulchan Aruch forgot to say. Halachos that the Shulchan Aruch forgot. So I would imagine this is on the list, that the Shulchan Aruch sort of forgot this halacha. But he didn't forget, he obviously left it out on purpose. However, so right now where we are is this halacha doesn't exist. It doesn't exist for us. It's a Beis Yosef left it out. He passes like the Bala Ma'or. Nowadays, halavai, you should be learning Ksuvim all day on Shabbos. That would be the best option. However, in Simen Resh Tzadi, Si'if Beis, Shulchan Aruch writes that after Shachris, Kovim Medrash Likros B'Neviim. We're koveya a time to learn, specifically b'neviim. That's what we do, the haftarah, the reading of the haftarah from the Navi. We're koveya a time to learn from the Neviim. Says the Vilna Gaon on the spot, avalo b'ksuvim, but you can't read from ksuvim. Sounds like the Gra holds that the halacha is like Rav, that you're not supposed to learn ksuvim during the Zman Beis HaMedrash, whenever that Zman Beis HaMedrash might be. So it seems that there's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Gra, whether this halacha applies at all nowadays. The Gra thinks yes, even though it is limited just to the Zman Beis HaMedrash, whereas the Shulchan Aruch thinks that the whole halacha doesn't apply. Okay, let's assume for a moment, like the Shulchan Aruch, that there's no such halacha that you're not allowed to learn ksuvim. Is there any impact that this halacha has left on us? So I think there are two places where there is impact. First one, I didn't find on my own. The fellow who texted me last week showed me this Maramakom. He alerted me to this Maramakom. In the Sefer Harre Kedem, the second volume of Harre Kedem, which is Rav Michal Shurkin's write-ups of Rav Soloveitchik Shiurim. Rav Michal Shurkin used to, he was a Talmud in MTJ by Rav Moshe, but he used to come to hear Rav Soloveitchik's Shiurim. So he wrote up the Shiurim from Rav Soloveitchik. I don't think he was ever enrolled in Yeshiva University, Rav Shurkin, but he used to come to Rav Soloveitchik's Shiurim. He once described sitting in Rav Soloveitchik's Shiur as if you were in a room with the largest brain that ever existed, that they couldn't imagine the genius. They couldn't, he described being by Rav Moshe as being like in the room with an absolute malach, with someone who was not human. So the interesting descriptions of his two rebbeim. But anyway, in Chelek Beis, Simon Kuf Tez Zayin, Rav Shurkin writes that, you know, the Shulchan Aruch says that Noagin Lomar Shira Shirim B'Shabbos Shul Chalamoid. In Hilchas Pesach, Shulchan Aruch says that we say Shira Shirim on Shabbos Chalamoid Pesach. And when do we do that? We did that before Kriyas HaTorah. So Rav Soloveitchik has two kashas on this. Kasha number one, he says, why is it that by Mikra Megillah on Purim, we read the Torah first and then the Megillah, whereas by every other Megillah on the Moadim, we read Shir HaShirim, Koheles, Rus, before Kriyas HaTorah. Those all come before Kriyas HaTorah. So why is it that Megillah's Esther comes after Kriyas HaTorah on Purim morning, after reading Vayavo HaMelech, and the Megillah's Koheles and Shir HaShirim and Rus come before Kriyas HaTorah? Second of all, he says, Meikra Adin, which one should come first? Right? Which one should come first? So the rule is Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. The one that's more common should come first. So really, the one that should have come first is Kriyas HaTorah. So three out of the four times, we do it backwards. Why? So Soloveitchik explained that Zman Beis HaMedrash begins with Kriyas HaTorah. Meaning, when the Gemara tells us that you're not allowed to learn Ksuvim during the Zman Beis HaMedrash, what kicks off the Zman Beis HaMedrash? What kicks off the Zman Beis HaMedrash is Kriyas HaTorah. At the time that we have Kriyas HaTorah, we're reading Torah Shebichsav, and it's like a call to now learn Torah more in depth, to now be Osek in Torah, to be Doresh in the Beis HaMedrash. And the Iker, Beis HaMedrash on Shabbos, is about the Parsha. So we read the Torah so that we can now discuss the Parsha, and that's the Drasha, that's the Rabbi's Drasha, comes after the Kriyas HaTorah. The Lima Torah Shebal Peh that we do on Shabbos usually kicks off with the Kriyas HaTorah. So it turns out that as soon as you learn your lame Kriyas HaTorah, it's Asr to learn Ksuvim. And therefore, back when this halacha still applied, that you're not allowed to learn ksuvim b'shas beis hamedrash, they had to learn the Megillahs before Kriyas HaTorah, because that was not yet the shas beis hamedrash, in order not to violate the halacha of reading ksuvim on Shabbos. And that minhag stuck, even after the Baal HaMor came along, and the Baal HaMor said, nah, you don't have to worry about reading ksuvim anymore. The minhag still stuck, that we read these ksuvim before. Why is Purim different? Because Purim, we don't read the Megillas Esther on Shabbos. So there is no Isser of reading Megillas Esther whenever it is that we want to read it during the day of Purim. So then we go back to the basic rule, Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kodem, that whatever comes more commonly comes first, and what comes more commonly is Kriyas HaTorah. So Kriyas HaTorah comes before Kriyas HaMegillah. Wow, so Soloveitchik said, based on this, based on this idea, we could explain just one step further. If Kriyas HaTorah at Shachris kicks off the Zman Beis HaMedrash, begins the Zman Beis HaMedrash, when does the Zman Beis HaMedrash end? So we suggest before from Rashi, Zman Beis HaMedrash ends lunchtime. Says Rav Soloveitchik, maybe Zman Beis HaMedrash ends at Mincha time. That the time when we can start reading Ksuvim again is at Mincha. Why? Because Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Chav Dalet writes on the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Il Mole Shabbos Ein Novi B'Mincha." So Tosfos says, "Kashalari." It says in the third paragraph of Maseches Megillah that B'Sheni B'Chamishi B'Shabbos B'Mincha Korin Shlosha Ve'In Maftirim B'Navi. That at Mincha on Shabbos we call three Olim and we do not have a Haftorah from a Navi. And Rabbi Natan says, "De Navi Da'ach Ainu Ksuvim Shahayu Maftirim B'Ksuvim B'Shabbos B'Mincha." He says there used to be a practice that they would dafka be maftir with ksuvim at mincha on Shabbos. Why? Why would they be maftir with ksuvim at mincha on Shabbos? So says Rav Soloveitchik, because they wanted to demonstrate the Isser is over. That when does the Isser start? It starts with Kriyas HaTorah Shachris. When does the Isser end? The Isser ends Kriyas HaTorah at mincha. That the Isser to read ksuvim has now ended. And therefore, right away, first thing they would do after Kriyas HaTorah mincha, read from ksuvim. And that fits very nicely with the idea that we say tzidkascha by mincha. What's tzidkascha? So the Midrashim tell us that at that time, on Shabbos, Ben HaShemashos, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu died. So we say a tziduk hadin, so to speak, on Moshe Rabbeinu. So we don't say the actual tziduk hadin, because you're not supposed to do that on Shabbos. It's like a hesped, you wouldn't do it on Shabbos. But we say this form of a tziduk hadin in honor of Moshe Rabbeinu dying. And therefore, the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch, that Chacham Shemes, Beis Midrash or Batel. When a Chacham dies, his Beis Medrash is Batel. Every Beis Medrash is Moshe Rabbeinu's Beis Medrash. So in honor of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Beis Medrash becomes Batel at his yahrzeit, so to speak, at the anniversary, the weekly anniversary of his death, Shabbos Ben HaShemashos. And that's why the practice is at Shalosh Shudis, people don't darshan in Divrei Halacha. They don't do real shiurim. What do? They say Chasidus Shatayrus, Gematrius, whatever, moral lessons, things like that, because Beis Midrash or Batel, serious Torah learning, shouldn't happen at that time. That's why I remember when Rav Shechter came to my shul, so years ago, so I told him I'd give a halacha shir at Shalosh Shudis normally, because that's when people are there, and people are interested in the halacha shir at that time. I don't think they would come out earlier, especially during the winter, for an earlier shir in halacha. So he said, it's really not right. The halacha shir, you're not supposed to give a halacha shir during that time. You should have a bittul beis medrash during that time, meaning that's the yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's when we observe the beis midrash and batel of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that is a practice in Klal Yisrael, dafka, not to have a real Shas HaMedrash, a real time of learning during the period after Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. So if that's the case, you understand very well why that's dafka going to be the time that we learn Ksuvim. Because the whole Inyan in the Gemara was that you learn Ksuvim when it's not the Shas Beis HaMedrash. So when is it decidedly not the Shas Beis HaMedrash? After Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, when we're observing the yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's one practice that could be explained based on this idea that you're not supposed to learn Ksuvim at Shas Beis HaMedrash. Again, the practice that we lain from the Megillos before Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, and that they used to lain a Haftarah from Ksuvim after Kriyas HaTorah at Mincha. Because in between that, that's the Shas Beis HaMedrash. Another practice that we might be able to explain based on this idea, and this is a little bit more of a stretch, but it's in the Svarim. It's in many of the Svarim. Darkei Moshe writes in Simkuf Pei Tes, in Hilchos Birchas HaMazon, Magen Avraham quotes in Sifkat Nalv in Simkuf Pei Tes from the Abu Draham, that on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, during benching, instead of saying Magdil Yeshuos Malko, we say Migdol Yeshuos Malko. During a weekday, Magdil, on Shabbos, Migdol. And the Abu Draham explains, why would that be the case? Now, both Psukim exist. The Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Perichav Beis, Pasuk Nun Aleph, is Migdol Yeshuos Malko. The Pasuk in Tehillim, Perichav Ches, Pasuk Nun Aleph, is Magdil Yeshuos Malko. So why is it, says the Abu Draham, because Shecholam Hutnua Gedola, Hanikris Melech Gadol. The Nekuda Echolam is called a Melech Gadol. And a chirik without a yud is a tnua katana. It's like a minor sound. It's not an emphatic sound. So it's called a melech katan. And therefore, we want to be mechabit Shabbos and mechabit Rosh Chodesh with a tnua gedola. We want to be mechabit Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh with a significant sound, with a cholam. And that's why we do migdol on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. But magdil is during the week. Or, alternatively, says the Abu Draham, magdil, it says in Tehillim. And David HaMelech was not yet melech at the time that he said that Mizmar in Tehillim. Once he became king, like in Sefer Shmuel, then it was Migdol. So therefore, the time that relates to Malchus, that it was after David became king, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, on significant times, times of celebration, that's when we talk about the formulation that David had when he was a king. Now there is another famous explanation, a very famous explanation, as to why it changes from Magdil to Migdol. It became a famous explanation because it's so cute, meaning it's so easy. Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein, the author of Torah Tamima, wrote a sefer called Makar Baruch. It was a four-volume autobiography of all of his life experiences. Fascinating read. I remember Shechter would quote it from time to time when I was in his shir, and he said, he once remarked, I read it when I was in a high school student in the MTA library. They had it, so he read through the entire Makor Baruch at the time. He says, who has time for four-volume biographies nowadays? So he said he just read it when he was in high school. So 40, 50 years out of high school, he was still quoting it. So in Makor Baruch, he writes, and it's also in his Sefer on Chumash, not the Teretz Mima. I'm sorry, it's not in the Sefer, maybe in the Sefer on Chumash also, but it's also in the Sefer on Tefillah. He has a Sefer called Baruch Sha'amar on Tefillah, and he writes that in Shmuel Beis, it says Migdol. So it's very likely that the text of the benching was Magdil, like it says in Tehillim. And then, probably a printer put in parentheses, Beis, Shin, Beis, Migdol. Then in Shmuel Beis, it says Migdol. Beis, Shin, Beis, Migdol. And then someone later saw it says Beis, Shin, Beis, Migdol, and figured, what does that mean? Bashab, Migdol? It must mean Bishabis. So they printed a version of the bench where it said Bishabis, Migdol. And then someone said, ooh, there's an instruction, you're supposed to say Migdol on Shabbos? Probably not just Shabbos, probably Shabbos v'Yomtov. So they added in Yomtov, and then they added in Rosh Chodesh. So it became Shabbos, Yomtov, Rosh Chodesh, you say Migdol. But really all it was just noting that in Shmuel Beis, the word has changed to Migdol. But not that you're really supposed to say anything different on Shabbos or Yantiv than you're supposed to say during the week. So that's a cute theory. It's wrong. Rav Shachter tells us Rav Salvechik thought it was ridiculous. Why did he think it was ridiculous? Rav Reuven Margolios points out in his Haggadah, he has a Haggadah called Be'er Miriam, where he points out that based on the Abudram already deals with why it's Magdil versus Migdal. You don't have to love the Abudram's answers, but there's one thing you need to know, that the Abudram lived before Shmuel was split into Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis, right? Shmuel is not too Svarim, really. So before they had split it into Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis, the Abudram was already dealing with why there's a minhag to say Migdol on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Magdil during the week. So the likely explanation is not that someone had written in Bishmuel Beis if this happened before there existed a Shmuel Beis. So why am I mentioning all of this? Because there is another explanation that relates to our halacha. And that is that in the Tshuvas Lev Shlomo, the author of the Merkavas HaMishnah, in Simon Chaf Gimel, the Shaul asked him that he doesn't like the Magen Avram's reasons to say Migdol and not Magdil on Shabbos Nyantiv. And he wanted another reason. So he explained in the answer, he explained in the Tshuva, based on this sugya that we're talking about, that you're not supposed to read Ksuvim on Shabbos. And there's Machlokas Tanaim, why you're not allowed to read Ksuvim on Shabbos, because it could be Mevatli from the Beis Medrash, because it's like Shtari Adyot. And there's a reason, a chiluk between the two, if it's Rosh Chodesh. There's no way sort of reading Shtari Adyotos on Rosh Chodesh, but Bittul Beis HaMedrash is Shaykh even on Rosh Chodesh, because Madua Atolechas Elav Yom LaChodesh V'lo Shabbos, the Pasuk of Malachim Beis tells us, you're supposed to go to the Navi on Chodesh and Shabbos. So it's Mufurish and Yishalmi that Bizman Medrash was Rosh Chodesh as well. So that's why they Dafka didn't want to use a Pasuk from Tehillim. They Dafka wanted to use a Pasuk from Shmuel Beis, because there was a din of Beis Medrash on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Ooh, if there's a din of Beis Medrash, that's a time you're not supposed to be learning Ksuvim. Tehillim is in Ksuvim. So we would dafka use the pasuk from Shmuel Beis. You might ask that, but the entire pasuk of Dezimra on Shabbos and all the Mizmorim, everything we have in Shabbos, all of the Zmiros, they're all from Sefer Tehillim. Yeah, whatever's part of Nusach HaTfilah is not a chashash. But whenever you have a choice and you have an option of saying, you know, there's the same pasuk, it just appears in a different format in Navi that's not in Ksuvim, then of course you would choose that option. So to summarize, what we said was that there is this halacha on the books, in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, you're not supposed to learn Ksuvim on Shabbos. So we pointed out it's a machlokas tanoim, why you're not allowed to learn Ksuvim on Shabbos. Is it because that it's going to distract you from the Zman Beis HaMedrash? Or is it that it's going to be, you're going to make a kal v'chomer that you for sure shouldn't learn Shtari Adyotos? Do we paskin like this halacha nowadays? The Mechaber says no. Paskin like the Balamor, there's no such thing as a Zman Beis HaMedrash anymore. And yet, the Vilna Gaon seems to say yes. Even if we don't paskin like it, there may be two halachic ramifications from it. The first being that we spoke about Kriyas HaMegillos, that the reason we read the Megillah before Kriyas HaTorah is because the Isser to read from Ksuvim only begins at Kriyas HaTorah, and the second, and that was Rav Soloveitchik's explanation, and the second is that the Merkavas HaMishnah explains that's maybe why we say Migdol on Shabbos instead of Magdil, because Migdol is from Navi, whereas Magdil is from Ksuvim. Everyone should have a wonderful Yantav, a wonderful Zman, Kabbalas HaTorah, and I thank you again all for coming to learn with me this evening. Everyone have a good night.